I'm Jason Taylor. Firefighters in Cuba, northeast of Raleigh, were battling a large fire at an Econo Lodge motel last night. A fire chief told KMOB that about 15 fire departments and 70 firefighters helped tackle the blaze with no injuries reported. A contentious measure dealing with asbestos claims has passed the Missouri House. Bill Wise reports.
The bill from Republican Representative Bruce DeGroote of Chesterfield would require plaintiffs claiming damages to disclose all trust claims they've made so that juries would be fully informed before awarding damages. Currently, juries award money from a solvent defendant, but the plaintiff can then seek and receive further compensation from a trust fund for the same harm. DeGroote says the measure would keep plaintiffs from abusing the system by double-dipping on their claims. Opponents, including many Democrats, say plaintiffs should be allowed to obtain full compensation for damages from both solvent defendants and asbestos trusts composed of bankrupt firms. The legislation briefly stalled in committee before reaching the House floor. It's part of an overall effort by Republicans to limit lawsuits against businesses, which they say would improve the economic climate in Missouri. The asbestos legislation is one of numerous GOP-backed bills in the legislature aimed to curb wrongdoing lawsuits, an effort they refer to as tort reform. The measure was approved by a 96-48 vote in the House and now heads to the Senate.
Hundreds of people across southeast Missouri are expected this afternoon in New Madrid for Magnitude 7's formal announcement they'll open a new aluminum plant there. Portageville State Representative Don Roan tells MissouriNet 900 workers have been contacted.
We boot healers are a different breed. We don't operate in the hills well. We operate on flatland. You want to come home? It's there for you now.
900 jobs were lost when the plant closed in 2016. Home Depot is looking to hire 975 workers in the St. Louis area and is hosting hiring events at 5 area stores this afternoon. Greene County Presiding Commissioner Bob Certain is holding 9 town hall meetings between now and late April. Employees at the St. Louis Zoo are mourning the loss of a chimpanzee that has been euthanized for inoperable liver cancer. Veterinarians put Holly the chimpanzee down during surgery this week after failing to remove tumors. A Mid-Missouri law enforcement officer's top concern about threats against churches is many of them are soft targets for violence and theft. During a church security forum last night, Jefferson City Police Captain Doug Shoemaker says having many churchgoers carrying concealed guns to services does not necessarily put Missouri in a better position to deal with an active shooter.
The last thing we want to do if we have an active shooter is we know we have one threat, all of a sudden it becomes multiple threats, at least perceived threats, and we don't know who the bad guy is necessarily. So that becomes that much more dangerous, not only for us, but also for all the parishioners.
A man from Eastern Missouri's Union has been charged with possession of a controlled substance after events that led to the closing of a school for a day yesterday. More news and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.